Well, good morning. What a wonderful day it is to be in the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. What a wonderful day is to say, God loves you, and so do we. Amen. Spring has sprung. Aren't you glad? It's really neat to see all the things packing back to life. That's why it's so much emphasis paid on Resurrection Sunday, is commonly called Easter. It's because things come alive. They were once dead, now they are alive. That's the message of Easter Resurrection Sunday. Wow, coming up soon. You know, this coming Sunday is Palm Sunday, and we're grateful for that. And then the following Sunday is Easter Resurrection Sunday. And I understand that Don and Pat are preparing the wedding chapel for the sunrise service. What an exciting time. And getting the cross up out front. It's really neat. Now, there is a lot of good things going on, but there's also some things that we really got to be cautious, and we got to watch our step and so forth, and which we do normally anyhow to protect our health. But we are so glad that we're able to follow the guidelines and be able to meet in person. So my prayer is that y'all can come in person to church someday soon. It was on the news, I don't remember what evening, I'm recording this on Friday, it might have been Wednesday or Tuesday even, that Tallahassee Memorial Hospital reports that they have no COVID patients in the hospital. Now, maybe something happened between now and then, so I'm not saying, but that is good news, especially for our own community right here, that that hospital, and I can't speak of the other hospital because I don't know that much about them, but I stay on the email list for Tallahassee Memorial Hospital and keep getting the updates from Mark O'Brien, the CEO of the hospital. It's really good to be able to work with them in so many ways. We really appreciate, of course they don't do it special, but I really appreciate how they've been treating Judy and getting the cancer treatment and everything like that. Now, we had some challenges with the hospital, but it's just like anything else in life, you know, you got to just stand up for what you know is right. And we had to do that a couple times, but things are good. It's all good. We love you and God loves you. And I don't know of any birthdays this week, but we're going to sing Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God loves you, happy birthday to you. And anniversaries, any kind of anniversary is special. It could be a wedding anniversary, it could be a job anniversary, an anniversary of sobriety, or, you know, any many things that's special in your life that you recognize once a year, because you can look back and see where you were and now where you are, and you celebrate that anniversary date. Amen. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God loves you. Happy anniversary to you and many more. It's a joy to be able to come and do these online services. We're looking forward to everybody coming back to church in person sometime soon, but we'll continue to do the online services if Phil is willing, and I'm willing. So I think between the two of us, I think we have a kindred spirit that these online services bless some people that we normally can't see or touch or feel. It's good to see you in person. So it's a well, speaking of anniversaries, it's almost a year since we started these online messages. So thank you, Lord, for giving us a year of being able to stay connected to the kingdom here at Bethel. God loves you. Have a wonderful day.